Sean Kim.
He's next to the first.
Call to order, roll call. Sean here. Wilma.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Jason.
Here.
And I believe Randy's absent. Pledge of Allegiance.
Go that way.
Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the genitals. Presented.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All right. All those in favor by roll call, Sean, aye. Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
And Jason.
Aye.
Approval of the agenda is confirmed. Consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on any of these items? Okay, roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Yes.
And Jason.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Any public comment on things not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on. Board reports. Does anyone have a board report? All right, I like this dance.
Misty, did you want to share anything? Because I don't think yours made it in the packet. Can you give a two-sentence update on your Doyle?
Oh, we had a student that won the VFW essay contest, Lee Danner.
Yay!
So he received a plaque or a certificate, a medal, and $100 cash, and he's now gone on to regional.
Nice.
Regional. So we haven't heard back on that.
Wow.
We had our second quarterly assembly. We definitely had a better turnout with the second, where we announced student of the month's attendance than we did our first one. So we're starting to get back into the swing of things there. January's pretty short, so.
Yeah. Thanks, Misty.
There she is.
Now we got Stacy in the camera. Okay.
Okay, Sherry, do you have anything else to add to your executive director report?
I don't think so.
Okay. Finance report is submitted in writing as the program reports. We'll move on to 7A, information items. Joanne Fountain, CEO of DMS.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to see you again. I see some familiar faces there. Thanks for having us back here. Sherry and I have been talking about the possibility and hopefully the partnership again this coming fiscal year. So we did put... I believe you have the business agreement. Sherry and I have discussed the pricing further, and we have brought the pricing down to $15,175 compared to what was on there. I have a couple pages if you would like to for me to share my screen and share the pricing with you if you're interested in that, or if you would like to ask some other questions. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And I just see Debbie on here. I'm sorry, Debbie, I should have introduced you to begin with. Debbie Howard is also joining me. She will be the fiscal director. She helped Sherry quite a bit towards the end of last year, closing the books for you all, and had a great relationship with Sherry. And Debbie, do you want to say a little something?
That pretty much covers it. I really enjoyed getting to know Sherry there at the end, and I really welcome the opportunity to continue that relationship if possible. And I feel like we have a really strong team that's already super familiar with the schools and their needs, and just would be really looking forward to providing those services again.
And, I'm just going to attest that had we had Debbie, we wouldn't have made a change. I definitely appreciated Debbie's help at the, after the June 30 time to close everything down.
Debbie brings in great experience in the accounting world and the charter school world. She's actually our department head of our fiscal services. So she trains all of our employees and keeps up on everything. And I apologize for the dogs. Sorry. You could hear them.
Can't hear them.
Okay. Are you interested in reviewing the pricing a little bit more? I don't want to do it.
It's been submitted, Joanna. I think we're okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
We really would be honored to be partners again with Sherry in Long Valley. So thank you.
Appreciate
that. Reach out with any questions.
We're going to move on to 7B, the WASC self-study report presentation.
Excellent. Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm not there. I'm just feeling a little under the weather, so I didn't want to get anybody else sick. So I submitted the WASC review over the weekend to you guys with the action plan. So I really want to just spend a couple minutes on the final portion of the WASC, which is setting up our school-wide action plan, the goals that we have agreed as LVS that we want to work on, hopefully for the next 6 years, or get done sooner, accomplish sooner, right? So we identified the learner needs, and I'm really just focusing on the end of the report. And so we identified the learner's needs at LVS is that we're struggling in proficiency in our ELA and math, as you know, in our CASP assessments. That we need to increase our A through G and CTE completers for our high school, and that there has been an interest in increasing our standards, creating our standard-based courses for K-12, really, and then improving school culture, which is always, I think, included in people's WASC because it can always get better, and then recognizing a staff evaluation tool that actually Kathy will be talking about later in this initial steps of that. So that's great. So those are really like the learner needs that we're focusing on and then specific goals that we'll be focusing on. And I'll just kind of do the umbrella of them is that we want to continue to develop our evaluation system based on teacher competencies, which again, we'll talk about in a little bit. We want to increase accessible courses that are engaging for the students in a standards-based way for both independent study and site-based. We want to increase student achievement and then, again, increase the CTE and A through G completers and then work on things with within school culture of positive school culture and positive, sorry, I'm like really not feeling well. Systems in place to help with behaviors and encouraging a very welcoming and belonging sense at the school sites. Do we have any questions?
I still can't believe you're doing the whole thing yourself.
I can. You love me. I can believe it.
It's kind of mean, Joey.
She's very capable.
Oh, thank you. It was good. It was it was a great process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And so just remind us of timeline, Kelly, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's due on the 26th, but I fully expect to have it done by Friday to submit it. And then what happens is the WASC chair and the committee will review it, give us feedback, and then they come for a virtual visit scheduled for April 8th. Through the 10th. And then after that, they give us, they say, yep, these goals are exactly what we think you should do, maybe a couple more, or no, you're actually doing these. I wouldn't focus on that. And they give us a report back, I would imagine, a couple weeks after, so maybe the end of April. And we should really know how well we did. I imagine we'll get 6 years just because we're just really, you know, transparent and reflective in our processes. And so there's really no, like nothing that we don't see that we need to improve or things that we recognize that are really great. So I think we'll do well. I'm just glad to, that it's coming to an end. I've read it so many times.
So they're doing this as a virtual visit?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll schedule times during the day. Monday, Tuesday is usually 2 days that we'll do it. And then we have times where they'll zoom in on classes. I would imagine one day is going to be in Portola and one day will be at Doyle. And they'll want to speak to teachers, students, the board, advisory council, parent feedback as well. I'll give you a lot of heads up.
So. As long as they're only speaking to two board members at a time, if they want to speak with board members, we don't have any issue with having to have a board meeting or something. So I think we should be okay. Yay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item C, LCAP mid-year update.
So I just think of this as a fun new thing for us to do. Let me get the report open, LBS. Give me a thumbs up when you're seeing it, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Is it large enough for you to sort of see?
Looks good.
Okay, so the state decided that that massive document we do every year for LCAP, that we should do it twice a year now. And we should take a mid-year time to tell you what progress we've made thus far. So Kelly and I have been working on pulling the data for this purpose. And I just want to show you the highlights. You have this whole document. This document is now posted on our website also, so any member of the public can read it. We've just taken first each metric. So everything we've been measuring, you have a baseline, which is where we started 3 years ago. This last column is the desired outcome for this year because this is the end of a three-year cycle. And there is only certain data that we can pull at this time of the year. So anything we were able to pull, Kelly has populated here. I've highlighted some with green, yellow, or red if they were a little bit on the outstanding side. You'll see there's a lot of things we could not pull. So first item, and this is Long Valley first, and then I'll do Thompson Peak second. Long Valley's school data shows 100% of our teachers were assigned properly, and we only at this point had 4% possessing temporary credentials, which is better than what we were looking for. So I think we've done well with that. I think that can come and go every year because of the way our numbers run. All students have copies of the textbooks and resources. I put this as a yellow, our data for our fit, our school being in good repair. I think once we finish with the construction and maybe take care of the basketball courts, that we'll start to see that this, we can bring Doyle up to good. Right now it's still considered fair, and that's why I colored it yellow. We're gonna go past some things that can't be collected. We're offering a broad course of study, so everything the state requires us to offer, we offer. No data available. Then it goes to all the actions and how much we have estimate that we've spent thus far. So I can tell you that we are implementing everything we said we would do and are making progress on spending. Here is one that we have not done yet in the red, the asphalt basketball court is still, we're still waiting for a price on that from our construction friends because that's still part of the project. But at this point, it's not done. In the foreign language world, we said that we would identify courses that are A through G and had support. Right now, we still don't have courses that offer a teacher support aspect, but they are A through G. So to me, that's kind of a yellow. We're getting there. Now we're onto goal two for Long Valley. Our middle school dropout rate is zero. It had been 5.7 and we just said keep a rate below the current state average. So we're definitely at zero. We're definitely below the state average. High school graduation rate, and this can turn on one student for our numbers, which can sometimes be disheartening. Our goal was for all students to be 90% or greater for their graduation rate. And then subgroups like socioeconomically disadvantaged, no less than 5%. So that would be 85%. But in this case, we have 85.7%. And this is always a lagging indicator for us from the state. And yet what's usually less is our socioeconomically disadvantaged, and that's actually higher. So I colored it yellow because we're great on the subgroup, but we fell short on the all student number. I don't know why that one's green. I need to take that off. Our IEP documentation, parents participate in the IEPs. I think we do a great job making sure everybody's involved. And then these are the actions. Everything's being implemented here. Goal three is really about the meeting or exceeding standards. And that's why you will see, and these are all pieces of data that have already been reported to you over the last couple of months. And so you've seen those. These are science scores. I don't know that we've highlighted science scores. The fifth graders came pretty close to their overall scores are great on the total combined, but the met or exceeded was less. So that's why that's yellow and the other grades are in red. The indicators for career college, this is the same kind of thing where we came close to the combined numbers that we were looking for. We were looking for 55% being prepared or approaching prepared, and we were at 57. However, the prepared is lower than we had been aiming for. And then the socioeconomically disadvantaged are less than what we were aiming for. Again, you saw these scores at the beginning of the year for our iReady, which is reflected here. Goal three, school-wide writing. We do some school-wide writing through our SEL program, but I wanted to highlight that right now, Kathy and her team are working at much more in-depth writing as they have been studying the writing scores and learning more from the state on how they're being judged so we can do a better job of instructing the writing. This was our goal number four of saying we're going to try to get more mastery-based learning, project-based learning happening. Projects, right now we have two projects. We were hoping for 30 by the end of this year. Kelly, were you going to add something?
So that's just two that have been created this year. That's not the total amount. There's way more than that.
Okay, so maybe Kelly.
I made an error on that one.
Okay. Why don't you update us when you can on what the total is?
Yes. There's a lot more than that.
Okay. And how about on the modern classroom projects? There's not 50 of that, I'm sure.
No, it's still just the fundamentals and the integrated.
So this is really two? Mm-hmm. Two of those classes. And these are just repeated results on the ELA and math scores. They just showed up on this goal again. So we get to see more red. We've been working on creating a standards mastery tracking tool. And currently we just told the organization we've been working with that we're on hold while we're updating our standards. Questions on Long Valley? Pull up Thompson Peak. Okay, and let's have it open. Give me a thumbs up when you're seeing it, please.
It's okay here.
Thank you. Okay. So this is for Thompson Peak. Again, we have, that should not be in green. We have 30% of our teachers possessing temporary permits at Thompson Peak. They're all 100% assigned properly. So I would have given that maybe a yellow. And I've said this before, we got caught into the Williams monitoring as a result of having too many teachers with temporary credentials. And until some of those temporary credentials turn into permanent credentials, I think we're just gonna continue to see that. Students have their materials. 100% of students have access to all the courses they need. Same thing on the foreign language that we talked about for Long Valley. High school graduation rate. We wanted all students at 86% or better, and we are at 85%. And socioeconomically disadvantaged students, we wanted them at least 85, and we ended up at 85.7. Again, one student makes a huge difference in these numbers. This is something we have as an action that we have not really looked at yet. We have had some pretty high student mobility rates at Thompson Peak, and that's from a lot of students coming in, leaving. And we still have to take some time and really look at those statistics and try to understand why and what else we might be doing. Our goal number three is, again, all the statistics on the ELA and mathematics scores. Maybe not available. On the career college indicator scores, they have really performed pretty well. So I gave it a green because all of it, approaching prepared, and the combined are much higher than where we started in this 3-year cycle. iReady scores you've seen. This is a reflection of the math scores. We look at math and say, what percentage of our students are really ready to start high school mathematics in 9th grade? We have plenty of kids that are doing more remedial mathematics, doing more of a pre-algebra type course in 9th grade. Okay, this is the data that Kelly said that she's going to update on the project-based learning kinds of courses. This is simply a repeat of ELA and math. And same thing being on hold with a standards mastery tool. Questions, comments?
Good job, Sherry. Well, and students, I mean, and our teachers and staff.
We're making progress. We already knew that scores are the area we really need to continue to focus, and that's where our energy will be going. I'm done.
NASCAR.
7B, teacher competencies. Who's taking that one on?
That's me. Sorry, I needed to unmute. I'm going to share my screen to go over the, don't give me a thumbs up. Are you seeing the, okay. So yeah, like Kelly was mentioning in her presentation, Long Valley has been in the process of looking at goal setting evaluations that incorporates teacher observations and conferences with administrators. And the current model has of evaluation has been effective to some degree, but there is a strong desire to have an evaluation system that identifies teacher competencies specific to mastery-based learning and personalized learning environments that is Long Valley's charters schools. And so, and really making sure that it's aligned to the complexities of the classroom and independent study instruction that our teachers do. So tonight, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of the teacher competencies. After tonight's meeting, I will be sharing out the full documents of the draft documents for the classroom and for independent study. And talking about the framework behind it all. So what is teacher competency? It refers to the knowledge, skills, and attributes that educators need to effectively facilitate learning. Really, this framework that is designed for Long Valley has four goals. And the number one goal is really to foster a reflective practices. It's also to encourage self-growth and goal setting for the teachers, promote collaborations by establishing a common criteria and a shared language that the administrators and the teachers can talk about, and then celebrate the highly effective teaching practices that will result in student achievement. So the areas that were identified in the competencies, there are three of them. Facilitating student learning, and in that there are three subgroups: curriculum and planning, instructional delivery, and then management of the learning environment. Along the second one is assessing and reporting student learning outcomes, and that kind of goes in with, you know, the desire to bring up the student achievement. We really need to look at how we are facilitating student learning and then assessing that. And then the third area, of course, is professional responsibilities. I want to note that competencies are differentiated for the classroom and the independent study teacher, and I'm going to kind of show you how that was done. SPED, our special education and classified staff competencies, are still in development. And the last thing, this framework uses a three-level rating scale with the levels, of developing, proficient, and exemplary. So we're going to look at the classroom teacher competency. This is just a snap of it. Again, the competency is meant to be reflective. And so that is this, what I've just highlighted, this teacher competency number one. We're looking at facilitating student learning. So this is meant, this is kind of that overarching meant to encourage the self-growth and goal setting. And then here is the skill that articulates what is necessary for teachers to be successful. There's our performance levels. It describes where you are in your work, but it's not an indicator of years of service. So what I mean by that is somebody who could be teaching for 15 years, but a lot of their career was spent in middle school, and now they're being asked to teach like second grade. That where they might have felt very proficient or exemplary in their understanding of the curriculum and how to approach student learning, they might feel that they're more developing because of now the developmental age of a second grader, a 7 going into 8, as opposed to a 12 and a 13-year-old. And then the last thing on this are these indicators. And those are the statements that help in that self-reflection process. Here are the independent study competencies. They're designed, they look very similar, but let me show you. So this is just kind of isolating in where the differences are. The differences you are going to find are in these in the reflection pieces. So for independent study, some of the areas that you'll see is you'll see learning plan as opposed to curriculum where for the classroom teacher, because the curriculum is the comprehensive blueprint that outlines the entire academic year. And yes, independent study teachers use curriculum, but it's done in a different method whereas they look at a learning plan and how are they logically going to sequence to ensure that the concepts that they're assigning their students are going to build upon each other. So then kind of taking these competencies, we're going to look at how like a framework. And so the framework that this is all kind of going into is going to give the teachers a detailed guidance for their professional growth and ongoing assessment of where they stand in these performance areas. The use of the documents by the teachers and administrators should really, again, prompt that reflection, assist them in formulating professional goals. It should guide, monitor, and assess the progress of their teaching practices in support of student achievement and that cycle of continuous improvement. And so the tentative process of where we are with the framework is that teachers would then use the teacher competencies and go through that reflection and figure out where they feel they are on the performance levels. Teachers then will meet with administration to review and set goals. Administrators will conduct informal observations known as called walkthroughs, providing ongoing data-based feedback regarding the student learning and delivery of instructions. They're then going to be followed up with coaching conversations to ensure teacher support and growth in the student achievement is always the goal. And then teachers and administrators will then engage in conferences. And those conferences will provide time and space for the teacher and their administrator to discuss the support and growth that they would need towards their teacher goal. So I just shared a lot. This presentation is in your packet. And like I said, tomorrow, my plan is to share out the two documents so then you can really start reading through them and looking at them. I knew that this packet was really big and just to bombard you with another thing would be a lot. Are there any questions?
Are the goals evaluated or is that just for the teacher? Because I know you have the indicators and those are evaluated.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all kind of part of the process. The goals are really for that self-reflection, but I think it's kind of dependent upon where the teacher is at. If that,
I'm gonna, will be,
but yeah,
jump in it. There and say the goals are evaluated.
I see it's a self-evaluation. Is there a block for the administrator to also evaluate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then jointly, the teacher and administrator can come up with their goal needs to be at that time.
Which will be observable and measurable?
Yep.
Awesome.
Anything else?
Any other questions? No. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Sean, I neglected to put on here the construction update, and Nick is online with us. Could we let him tell us what's going on?
We'll let us slide this.
Okay. Nick?
All right, here we go. Oh, I'm looking really high up here on my second monitor. Let me move this down a little bit so I look a little bit more normal. Good evening. Can I share my screen here?
Yeah,
okay. So has anybody had a chance to take a look at the site today while you're out there? If not, I've got some pictures I'll share with you.
Doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it looks like.
There
looks like Cabo.
Yeah. Yeah, I what is this? Man, I wish wherever that is, I wish I was there. good news is we've started construction on the superstructure, the main frame of the building. So making some good progress on that. As you can see, the the rain and mud is kind of causing a bit of an issue just with site access. So I've been talking with the contractor about trying to get maybe some gravel or something in there. At the end of the day, it's their means and methods. So if they want to deal with the mud, that's up to them. But it might be good to try to get some gravel in there to make their life a bit easier. But the good part is that you can see this. These are from today, that the main part of the frame is nearly complete with all the purlins and the girts. The main frame is complete, and we've got the purlins and the girts go horizontal. Purlins are on the top here. So the main part of the frame is looking good. Windows are getting delivered tomorrow, and they will start installation shortly after the delivery. I've got a schedule here I can share with you as well. Currently, our schedule is showing us completing right about June 15th. We've got building final inspection on the 13th, and then just the completion would be that following Monday. Let's see here, schedule contract dates. We had a change in our final contract date due to an issue with the electrical panel. So when we went to go I can't remember if we talked about this last month or not. When we went to go install the electrical panel or the new electrical service, the electrical gear was, or the wiring from the pole to the electrical gear was encased in concrete. So we couldn't pull the wires out and install new wires. So what we're going to do is install that after school gets out in June. What we're going to end up doing is replacing the existing gear instead of intercepting the gear partway through. So originally, if you kind of look at a line where it goes from the pole to the existing gear, originally the plan was to install a new set of electrical gear halfway down that line, tie into the existing conduit and feed the new building. But because the wiring was encased in concrete, we can't intercept it. You can't like dig out a bunch of concrete and try to get the wires. So we're going to have to change the plan. We got a different set of gear that is going to go in the existing location of the existing gear. So you'll get new gear. There's no cost change, but there's just a time difference in when we can get the gear and get it installed. So it'll push our final date into that mid-June. We've got a couple potential change orders hanging out there. One of the big ones that I'm trying to get the contractor to complete is the entryway structure. The entryway, I can kind of show you here on the pictures where we're talking about. Hold on just 1 second. Originally, it's kind of on the other side of the building. This is the west side of the building. So on the north side of the building is the main entry. So just behind this wall on the far side, there's an overhang. So you've got an overhang that is at the entry of the building. What we're trying to do is make the front of the building look a bit more aesthetically pleasing since we had to change the roof structure due to the snow load issue. So we're working with the contractor to design a new entryway that will kind of look like Plumas Charter School. It'll be a gable end, and we're trying to get that designed. I was hoping to have something last week. We're still waiting on it now. But that entryway will probably take a little bit of time to get the design completed, get it permitted, and get it built. So we don't have a change order for that yet, but I'm expecting that hopefully in the next week or so. And hopefully the design, I'm hoping for the design before the end of this week, but I just haven't seen it yet, unfortunately. Budget wise, we're still doing good. We've only had four change orders right now. The latest one that we're working on is the ramps. And Sherry, I know there were some emails going back and forth earlier. I don't know if you have any questions that you want to discuss about the ramps while we've got a chance here, or if you can just talk about those offline.
Yeah, I just want to see more detail on what they are. That's all.
Okay. I know Derek's working on getting the warranty issue, and they are all aluminum. So we don't have any issues with corrosion or rotting of the wood like those old ramps that we had. And there's a handful of other change orders that we're waiting on formal numbers. But that kind of gives you the big overall picture. Are there any specific questions anybody has?
No, sir.
Yeah.
This is great to see, Nick.
Yeah, it's really great to finally see this building going up. Sherry, when did we start this? I know we've said it a couple times. I think it was 2017.
Yeah, it's 7 years ago. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's taken a while, but only a few more months and we'll actually have a place to call home for the basketball and those other classrooms and whatnot.
Yep.
All right. Nothing else? Then that's all I've got.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. Action items. 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of termination of the EdTech agreement effective 6/30/24.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? I'll keep my comments to myself.
Yeah.
No, I think we all are.
Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
And Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes.
You're fired.
Discussion of possible action regarding approval of DMS business service agreement for 7/1/24 to 6/30/26. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Thank you, DMS. Roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of audit engagement for the year ending 6/30/24.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated policy 4007, procurement procedures for food service. Jason's first.
I'll second.
I'll let Stacy second. Any discussion? All right, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updating positions in Doyle to include 1, change to part-time maintenance position to full-time, 2, update salary rate column to C for the maintenance position, and 3, add an assistant principal position. That motion
to approve.
All right, Jason has moved.
I'll second.
Wilma is second. Any discussion on this?
Do we need a full-time maintenance guy?
I'm going to let Elle address that, if you would.
Yeah, so there is going to be, we do need a full-time maintenance position. They're going to be doing janitorial also. The part-time one that we hired was going to work through June until we got the new building done, but that didn't work out. So I think we will need a full-time one by June. So there's just a lot of maintenance issues at the Doyle site that haven't been dealt with for many years that we need to deal with. Plus, building of the new building, we'll need to have it more janitor help also. So that position will be mainly maintenance, but help with janitorial.
Good for, gotcha.
Grounds as well, Elle?
At this time, well, we'll see how it goes, Sean, to see what kind of candidate we get. But as of right now, we'll stick with our landscaper until we have somebody that's going to stay for a long
time. Change period. You a long time ago, make me an offer. All right, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of Long Valley School self-study accreditation report for the WASC. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on the WASC? Kelly, you're a killer.
Thank you.
Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye. Approved. Item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the CCAP agreement with Alaska College for dual enrollment.
Motion to approve.
Yeah.
Who's going to second? All right. Any discussion? I think it's awesome that we have dual enrollment.
Absolutely.
I think it's
Yeah. I mean, my daughter will be entering in, transferring as a junior when she should be a sophomore. So at 19.
4 years. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of 2024 school safety plan. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Stacy, second. Any discussion on that one? All right. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Safety plan is approved. Future items you can read on your own time.
Thank you, everybody. I expect to see in person in Doyle next time. Almost there.
Good job.
You look good, Sherry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Car rides are not happy right now, so yeah, but we're getting there.